I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Boy, I tell you what, I can hardly wait for the theme song to get done so we get this show on the road. Time for another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, old-time records. And they're oldies because they're all records, for Pete's sake. None of those fancy new digital songs on this show. Oh, a lot of things to do this week because we're getting closer to Christmas. Of course, holiday season is upon us. And I keep mixing in more and more holiday records next week. The all-Christmas show here on the Oompa Hour. So lots to do. Let's get it rolling with something nice and cheerful, shall we? The group's called Sunshine. You can't hardly beat a name like that for cheerfulness. And the song may seem a little familiar. They call it the Zippity Polka. I warned you ahead of time it was going to be an excessively cheerful song, didn't I? Sunshine is the group, Zippity is the polka, here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Man, I feel extra enthused today. I don't know what the heck is going on. Christmas shopping, of course, cheers me up as I'm spoiling the grandkids. Terrible this year. I went on a little shopping excursion with my daughter, buying things for her son, our grandson. He's 2.5. Man, oh man, it's a good thing those shopping carts aren't any bigger. How many Hot Wheels can you fit in here anyway? Oh, yeah, all right. We got holiday music coming up in the show right now. Billy Sparko and the orchestra and the Dancing Dolls Polka.
La 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 la. Podobno brzmi jak wesoło tańczyć mi w lewo, prawo raz i dwa. La 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 la. Rączki dwie, każdy dzisiaj tańczyć chce. Dalej w koło, raz i dwa. La, 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 la. Dookoło siebie wraz, przytupnijmy sobie wraz. Potem razem, raz i dwa. La, 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 la. Pięknie gra, tańczą wszyscy, tańczą ja, bijąc parami raz i dwa, la 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 la.
Billy Sparko and the orchestra, the Dancing Dolls Polka, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Coming up here in a second, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Ha! Holiday record. Eddie Blazonczyk's Versatones will do that for us. But first, I'm going to talk to you about a World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin, and invite you to stop by, pay them a visit if you're in the area, or maybe add them to your itinerary or on your summer vacation plans, whatever. You're going to be in the area maybe, or you're planning a trip in the area, or maybe you need an excuse to come this way. World of Accordions, an interesting place to visit. Over 1,400 accordions, concertinas, and whatnot on display in the museum. They have a beautiful concert hall. They always have groovy stuff going on, too. Concerts and jam sessions and workshops and all sorts of things. And really what you want to do is visit their website, worldofaccordions.org, and see what's going on. Get on the mailing list. Keep an eye out for their schedule of events for the upcoming season, and make it a point to pay them a visit. Neat gift shop, I think probably too late maybe. Yeah, maybe to order for the holidays. But if you shop for people, you know, Christmas, birthdays, you know, whatever, and you're looking for music-related gifts that are something different than you see in most stores, check it out in their gift shop. You can also tour the museum. A lot of photographs on the website, too. Investigate it when you have a chance. You're sitting there listening to the Oompa Hour in front of your computer anyway, probably, huh, aren't you? Especially if you're listening to the stream. Worldofaccordions.org is where you'll find them on the interwebs, okay? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer promised you Eddie Blazonczyk's Versatones. And, hey, as long as we're not singing in English, here you go. This is cool because if you can't listen to Polish and understand what they're saying, I can't speak Polish. I don't know. But everybody knows the words to Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, so you can still follow along. It's amazing.
Nosem, miał błyszcząco bardzo nos. Gdybyście go widzieli, śmielibyście się na głos. Wszystkie inne jelenie zawsze z niego śmiały się. I nigdy biedny Rudolf nie mógł z nimi bawić się. Wigilijną błysną noc Santa Claus także.
Rudolf nos twój świeci się, do dzieci zawieźli z mnie.
Krzyknęli mu jelenie, Rudolf, my kochamy cię. Rudolf z czerwonym nosem, bohaterem zrobił się. Rudolf z czerwonym nosem, miałby sądzę bardzo nos. Gdybyście go widzieli, śmielibyście się na głos. Wszystkie inne jelenie zawsze z niego śmiały się. I nigdy biedny Rudolf nie mógł z nimi bawić się. Wigilijną gwizdą noc Santa Claus także.
Rudolf nos twój świeci się, do dzieci zawierzyć mnie.
Krzyknęli mu jelenie, Rudolf, my kochamy cię. Rudolf z czerwonym nosem, bohaterem zrobił się.
They have it, Eddie Blazonczyk's Versatones there, and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer singing it in Polish for us this week here on the Yumpa Hour. Boy, I have no idea what I'm talking about at this point. It's just a weird day. We're getting swirled up into this hectiveness of the hectiveness. Is that even, that's not a word, hectiveness. That is the amount of active. I have no idea. Anyway, with the holidays and the shopping and the shipping and the getting the packages and, oh my gosh, you know, they tell you that as you get older, things will get simpler. And that is not true, because as you get older, your children get older and they procreate and make more children. And all these people need Christmas presents. Youchers. All right, we have the Oompa Town's finest on the way here. This is the Tempo of Dakota. All right, there you go with Oompa Town's Finest and the tempo of Dakota Polka. Floyd Schlottman doing the singing. I just like to say that name because it's kind of fun. Anyway, you're in tune to Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. We do this every week. Gather around the record players with a handful of great old-time records, usually 45s, but not always. Every now and then we pull out an LP when I'm feeling spunky. We do this every week, so glad you're along with us. Next, we have the Pennsylvania Good Times. The song is called Son of a Miner Polka. And, of course, they're from Pennsylvania, so they would be talking about coal mining. Here in northern Minnesota, we do this show up in Bovee, Minnesota, up along the Iron Range, where we got plenty of mining going on, too, but they're mining iron ore, so it's a different gig, but still miners doing their thing. Anyway, Pennsylvania Good Times. Here's Son of a Miner Polka.
Son of a miner, and my father's father was a miner too. Yes, there's jobs for a man a whole lot finer, but that's the only job I ever knew. We went down, 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 rock went crashing all around, and every mother's son knelt down and prayed. We were gone, 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 buried far beneath the ground. Would we never see the light of day? I recall the day that my darling, she told me she was fruitful, but I laughed. Then I waved goodbye to my darling for that long, dreary journey down the shaft. We went down, 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 rock went crashing all around, and every mother's son knelt down and prayed. We were gone, 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 buried far beneath the ground. Would we never see the light of day? God up in heaven, and I know he always answers our prayers. When we stand in that doorway to heaven, it's our faith that will climb the golden stairs. We went down, 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 rock went crashing all around, and every mother's son knelt down and prayed. We were gone, 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 buried far beneath the ground. Would we never see the light of day?
They have the Pennsylvania Good Times and the Son of a Miner Polka on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show, and I told you plenty of Christmas tunes in the show this week. And next week we'll have all holiday old-time music for you, so look forward to that. If you're a fan of both old-time music and Christmas, then why wouldn't you be? Let's do another Christmas tune, the Happy Times, and that good old Christmas polka.
That good old Christmas polka, the one that Grandma used to play. She'd put on the records and decorate the tree and wait for good old Santa to bring the kielbasa. Hey! Whatever happened to that good old Christmas polka, the one that Grandma used to play?
that good old Christmas polka, the one Aunt Mary used to sing. She used to sing those jolly words before she lost her teeth. She found them in the ashes when they burned the wreath. Hey! Whatever happened to that good old Christmas polka, the one Aunt Mary used to sing? To that good old Christmas polka, the one that Sasha used to play. He used to pick the melody up on his old guitar, but he left it in the garage one day and smashed it with his car. Hey, whatever happened to that good old Christmas polka, the one that Sasha used to play? And if you ever find it, oh, won't you let us know? We'll see that it gets played upon the radio. You'll dance around the table, 'cause it fills you up with cheer. So have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
That's one of my favorite of the old-time Christmas songs there. That is the Happy Times and the good old Christmas polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Look out, Don Peachy and the orchestra, and Last Night on the Back Porch. Peachy and the orchestra, Last Night on the Back Porch, here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show that from Cadet Records all the way in Burnett, Wisconsin. Anyway, here on the show, more Christmas music? Yes, indeed, is the answer to that question. Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks and the Merry Christmas Polka.
Jolly and deck the halls with holly, so let's have a jolly holiday. Come on and dance the Merry Christmas Polka. Another joyous season has begun. Roll out the Yuletide barrels and sing out the carols. A Merry Christmas, everyone.
Frankie Yankovic at his Yanks and doing the Merry Christmas Polka on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. I don't know if this next one really counts as a Christmas record. Kind of, I think. I don't know, you know, obviously of different ethnic origins. You know, you got your Polish, you got your German, you got your Slovenian, whatever. And you got your Swedish. And a big thing for Swedish folks and Scandinavian folks is lefse. And there's a couple different people who've done this same song about lefse. We do the Jimmy Jensen version here on the show because Jimmy's from Minnesota. We do the show in Minnesota. Of course, you say Jimmy Jensen, which is funny because the record is just a little lefse. But on the record, it's spelled just a little lefse. But instead of saying Jimmy Jensen, which you would then say, it's typed Jimmy Jensen. It's inconsistent. It bugs me. But anyway, lefse lovers, lefse haters, and people who just like a silly song. I guess this is kind of a Christmas theme song. Everybody seems to make lefse when it's Christmas time.
Just a little lefse will go a long way.
Yeah, sure.
Give you and your yes, yeah, most all of the day.
I'm on the road.
I've put that on your menu, you'll be here to stay. Just a little lefse will go a long way. Lefse's good for many things, we can give you proof. For tiling on the kitchen floor or patching up the roof. People sometimes use it as soles upon their feet. And some folks think it's even good to eat. Just a little lefse will go a long way. Gives you any gesture, most all of the day. Then put that on your menu, you'll be sure to say that just a little lefse will go a long way. Erickson once had a boat, it was a leaky scow. He said to beat Columbus, we got to leave right now. The boat was leaking badly, as it neared the USA. But he plugged the holes, your lefse saved the day. Just a little lefse will go a long way. Gives you in the yes, yeah. Most all of the day,
yeah,
if I put that on your menu, you'll be here to say, just a little EFSA will go a long way. If you know what EFSA is, then you can understand. It looks and feels like plastic, and it tastes like plywood. We don't know who invented it, we don't know who's to blame. But if you're Norsk, then you eat it just the same. Just a little EFSA will go a long way. Gives you indigestion most all of the day. Put that on your menu, you'll be sure to say. And just a little EFSA will go a long way.
There you go, Yimmy Jensen there. Just a little EFSA here at Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Not really an old-time record or a polka, hardly really. No, not so much. But I always like to sneak that one in around the holidays on the show. So there you have it. Now, this one's a little weird because Bobby Vinton took the Beer Barrel Polka back in the 80s. You can hear it sneaking in here. Kind of gave it a bit of a disco spin. Tried to modernize it a little bit. I don't know. What do you think?
There's a garden. What a garden. Only happy faces bloom there, and there's never any room there for a worry or a gloom there. Oh, there's music and there's dancing and a lot of Polish people. When they play the polka, they all get in the swing. Every time they hear that oompa-pa, everybody feels so tra-la-la. They want to throw their cares away and lubię śpiewa, śpiewa. Then they hear a rumble on the floor. It's a big surprise they're waiting for. And all the couples form a ring. For miles around you'll hear them sing.
Bobby Vinton there, the Polish Prince, they called him, and kind of modernized Beer Barrel Polka here on the show. Big Daddy Lukowski up next. Yes, it's another holiday-themed tune. It's Jingle Bell Polka, which basically means you put some jingle bells into a polka, and you got a Christmas song.
Thank you.
There you go, Big Daddy Lukowski. That's the Jingle Bell Polka. This is Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Every week we do this. Sit around here and play old-time records. And remember, you can always get in touch with us here at the Oompa Hour. Several different ways you can do that, actually. You can email oompahour@aol.com. That's one easy way to do it. You could also text or call and actually leave a message that humans will hear you saying. We're in trouble now because I can't find where I have the number written down. And I never remember it. There it is. I feel much better. Area code 218-259-2985. You can text or you can leave a message at that number. 218-259-2985 is the number. And, of course, Facebook, too. Facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. You will find us. Coming up here in a few minutes, I told you I went Christmas shopping for my grandson last night. And I was very disturbed at some of the games that I saw displayed in a local store, regular store. And we were going to discuss those after we hear the Bunny Hop Schottische from Cousin Fuzzy and his cousins. You know, it makes that record extra good, all the authentic scratches that you can hear in it. Listen to that. Young people have no idea what that is. They think the radio's busted or something. Anyway, there you have Cousin Fuzzy and his cousins doing the Bunny Hop Schottische here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Before we turn the Andrews sisters loose with the Merry Christmas Polka, let's talk about toys for a moment. We went shopping for presents for my grandson. And we were in a Target store. Target Boutique. My wife calls it Target Boutique. And I was looking at some of the games. They had a big game aisle. And I thought, is this what we have come to? That most of the, well, not most, but a good selection of games in the children's game area involve poop. And I realize that's disgusting, but this is in the store and we need to know about this. Now, here's a game you can buy. It's called Doggy Doo. And it has a toy dog in the game, and the game players take turns feeding the dog. You put stuff into the dog to feed him, game pieces or whatever they are. And then whoever's turn it is, when they're feeding the dog, the poop comes out of his other end, then you're out of the game, and then you determine who the winner is. Now this one, not only do I see the game in the store, but I also saw a TV commercial for this one. It's called Don't Step In It. and you roll out a like a little walkway, a plastic walkway, and then there's a in the box with the game is a package of stuff that you squirt out that's fake dog poop, and then your player puts on a blindfold and has to walk down the path without stepping in the dog poop. Is this ridiculous or what? And the imitation dog poop compound is included with the game. All right, now that's not so bad. Yes, that's the worst. That is the worst. Now then there's this one, Don't Pull My Finger. And it's got a monkey on it. And you never know when Mr. Buster's gonna blow. And you pull his finger, you take turns pulling his finger, and as you pull his finger, his butt inflates and gets bigger and bigger, and then when it's somebody's turn and they do it, then he's going to fart, and then the next thing, then you're out. The next, these are real games in the Target store. The next one I saw is called Toilet Trouble. You take turns flushing the toilet until it overflows and squirts water in your face. Then we have Gas Out. Play your card, but don't pass the gas. And it's a big rubbery thing that makes farting sounds and, you know, the typical stuff there. 5 years and up on that one. It says, try me. No thanks. Then we have Bugs in the Kitchen. In this one, you're working on smashing bugs that, you know, are invading your kitchen. This one my daughter thought was the most disgusting, and I don't know how I can describe this one. It's called Tic Tac Tongue, which, first of all, sounds like a dirty movie to me. You put on these little masks, plastic face mask things that cover your nose and your mouth. And then out of the mouth of it is like a 12-inch long rubbery tongue. And you use this tongue to eat little bugs and characters that are in the game. And then, of course, whoever gets the most wins. But it looks ridiculous, and it's kind of disgusting. Then we had a game called How to Rob a Bank. That seemed nice and wholesome, too. So be careful out there when you're shopping, because heaven knows what you're going to find. These were all on the shelf in the Target store. A don't step in the dog poop game. Who comes up with this stuff anyway? Do you remember a few years ago? I did not see this one in the store, but I remember a couple of years ago they had one. What was it called? I'm trying to remember now. But the idea of the game is you were supposed to use a tweezer to pull boogers out of the guy's nose, and the boogers were made out of, like, gummy worms. It was, like, disgusting. Who was thinking of these things? What happened to Hi-Ho Cheerio and Chutes and Ladders and all that good stuff? What happened to things like the Andrews Sisters doing the Merry Christmas Polka with Guy Lombardo's orchestra? Unless you're in Canada, then it's probably Guy Lombardo.
The fiddles now. There's wine to warm the middles now. And get your head a whirl. Around and round the room we go, the room we go, the room we go. Around and round the room we go. So get yourself a girl. Now every heart will start to tingle when sleigh bells jingle on Santa's sleigh. Together we will greet Kris Kringle and another Christmas Day. Come on and dance the Merry Christmas Polka. Let everyone be happy and gay. Oh, it's the time to be jolly and deck the halls with holly. So let's have a jolly holiday. Come on and dance a Merry Christmas Polka. Another joyous season has begun. Roll out the Yuletide barrels and sing out the carols. A Merry Christmas, everyone. Sleigh bells jingle on Santa's sleigh. Together we will greet Kris Kringle and another Christmas Day. Come on and dance the Merry Christmas Polka. Let every lady step with her boy. Around a tree to the ceiling, with lots of time for stealing. those kisses beneath the mistletoe.
Come on and dance the Merry Christmas Polka, with everybody joining in the fun. Roll out the Yuletide barrels and sing out the carols. A Merry Christmas, everyone!
Oh, there you go. Now that's festive stuff there, as we have the Andrews Sisters with Guy Lombardo's orchestra doing the Merry Christmas Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Glad you're along with us for another edition of the presentation here on the old Oompa Hour. Now, we always try to include a waltz in every show, and today is no exception, of course. And this doesn't even say it's a waltz, but I listen to it, and it's a 1-2-3, I'm telling you. Starro, you looking for fight? What kind of a name is that for something in waltz tempo? Here's the Pala Brothers.
Tomorrow morning when I awake, I go with a partner fish in the lake. My Starro, she say you go like heck, you go for fishing, I break your neck.
Oy, 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 Starro, you're looking for a fight. Oy, 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 Starro, you go fly. I'm a kite. Why la 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 la, why la la la, why la la la.
I no game fishing, I go for hunt, I shoot for rabbit, I shoot for skunk. My Starro, she say you no go shoot, you go for hunt, then I give you boot.
Oy, 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 Starro, you're looking for a fight. Oy, 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 Starro, you go fly him a kite.
My partner calling him say, hey Yashu, let's go for bowling. I like him bowling and catching fishes, but the Moya Starro making me wash dishes.
Oy, 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 Starro, you go climb him a tree.
There you go, Pala Brothers, Starro, you're looking for fight here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. We're going to try to cram in a couple more songs here in the presentation this week, including another holiday song, this one from Lil Wally. Coming up here in just a little bit, we're going to see if we can't fit them all in here.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Remember going to the record store and finding your favorite songs by your favorite artists? Those days are back at Keb's Records in downtown Bowie. Hate trying to buy records on the internet? Can't find your favorites from years ago? At Keb's Records, you can flip through the hits like you did in the good old days. From rock and roll, rhythm and blues, country and western, jazz, comedy, classical, and even polkas, we've got them all. All speeds too, 33, 45, and even 78. We have phonograph needles in stock for thousands of different record players. Personal service too. Just another one of the occasional shops in downtown Bowie. Like us on Facebook for sale dates and special events. More info online at KebsRadio.com. We're the world's smallest record store. Keb's Records, downtown Bowie.
All right, before we get to that last holiday record, let's jam this one in here, shall we? Here's the Chesney Brothers and the Let's Dance Again Polka.
I'm in love with you.
But there you go, Chesney Brothers there. Let's Dance Again Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. And let's wrap it up this morning with something in a little holiday flair. Nice little holiday number. Lil Wally and the Harmony Boys. And Dance Around the Christmas Tree.
Thank you. tree. You'll be happy, so will she. Waltz with me around the tree. I'm as happy as can be. Lots of toys for the girls and boys, and you are for me. Oh, you are my Christmas joy. You're my love, you're my toy. With you in my arms, you see, I'm as happy as can be. Merry Christmas to you all. Dance around and have a ball. Dance around the Christmas tree. You'll be happy, so will she. La la la.
There you go, Lil Wally with the Harmony Boys there, dancing around the Christmas tree, a polka. Well, I guess it's a waltz. I don't know, I was getting all excited. But anyway, hey, that wraps up another edition of the show. Next week, it's the all-Christmas music edition of Tim Zupa Hour. I got Christmas old-time records I haven't even touched yet this season, so they're coming up next week.
I'm getting up when the next-door neighbor's sleeping late on the weekend morn. The station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones, and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zupa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota, brought to you by the International Polka Association, World of Accordions Museum, and Kev's Records. Back next week, the all-Christmas edition of the show coming up. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody!